run Beis Amar Aleph at the bottom. We're discussing whether the toldos of Nezikin have the same halachas as the toldos of the by Shabbos. The avos and toldos have basically the same halacha. The only difference is if you do avos together or toldos together, whatever. But otherwise, the avos and toldos have the same din. Gabi tumas by tumos tnan avos hatumos hasheretz vashich vazera atomei meis avos hatuma. Are sheretz, shichva zera, and a tomei meis, and avos toldoseim lavki osibain, and there the toldos are not like the avos, because an avatuma has one halachas matame odom and kalim, and an avlad hatuma tolda is only matame ochlin umashkin. Dilu av matame odom vekalim, the ilu toldos ochlin umashkin matame odom vekalim lo matame. So we see by avos of tuma, they're not the same. Avos of Shabbos, there are the same as the toldos. So hachomai, what's halacha by nezikin? Tirashi. Tomei meis, mishenogav a meis. Person who touches a meis, have a avatuma. He's an avatuma. The meis atzmu avi avosatuma. The meis himself is avi avosatuma, who creates an avatuma. Hu anogeya bo have a avatuma. Umetamei odom vekelim. Doksiv kolashi yiga bo atome yitma. The high crow, the tamei meisksiv. Whoever touches the tamei is yitame is matame others, even other mekalim. The tamei meisksiv. Umashim the tamei adam. Doksiv anefesh anogas. Hachamai told us the Shabbos havikavos. Told us the tumah lo havikavos. The hacha told us the nezikin mai. Mi amrin and told us kiosivahen. Lo shna av lo shna tolda. Im hizik mishalim al dimalo. The avos and the toldos have the same halacha by nezikin like by Shabbos, or no? The avos and toldos are different as by tuma. Omer Papa, yeshman ki yotzibahem, yeshman lav ki yotzibahem. So Rav Papa said some of them are similar, and some toldos are not similar to the av. And the Gemara does not explain what Rav Papa meant till much later. Now we're going to go and see and analyze each one of the avos and see if they're told us are the same or not. Tanu Rabbanan. Gimel avos nemru b'shor. By shor, there are three avos that are mentioned legabe niske shor. Hakeren, v'hashen, v'haregel. Keren the nolam. Where do we know the nezik of Keren? The Tanu Rabbanan. Ki yigach. Torah says, ki yigach shor, ish, shorei ehu. Right? A goring. Ein negicha ele b'keren. Goring is with the horn. Shenemar vayaslo tzidkio ben kenana karnei barzel vayomer koamar Hashem ve'ela tinaga chesaram. So you see that he made horns of iron, and he said the word tinagach, with these things you make negicha. So we know that the word negicha has to do with Karen. Va'omer, another pasuk, b'chor shoru hadarlo the karnei re'em karnov bohem amim yinagach. Says the Feirish that karne ra'im karnov, and with those karanos he's yinagach. So when the Torah says ki yigach shor, it means with the horns. Where says Maiva Omer, why do you need two psukim? The chitema divrei Torah midivrei bala lo yafinon is because the first pasuk is from Neviim, the second pasuk is from Torah, and you don't learn divrei Torah from divrei Neviim. So therefore, we need a second pasuk, a pasuk midivrei Torah, right? Toshma b'chor shoro hadarlo. That's why you need the second pasuk from the Torah, where it says v'ha nelefu. We're not learning any halachas from that pasuk. Gili milso b'yamahu. We're only learning the meaning of a word, that the word negicha has to do with keren. So you would be able to learn that even from the v'yam. We're not learning a halacha from the v'yam. We're learning the meaning of a word and applying it to the Torah. The negicha b'kerenu. That's all we're learning from there, is that the word negicha has to do with keren. Elamau desema ki poligrachmona ben tam lemuad hani mile betklusha av mechuberas ema kula muad. You see, right? Why would I need the second pasuk? Because in the first pasuk, it's not talking about a keren that's connected to the head of the animal. It's talking about that Tzidkio ben Kenana made a keren, an artificial keren. It was separated. So I might think, when did the Torah say there's a difference between Tam and Muad? That a Tam only pays Chatzi Nezik, and a Muad pays Nezik Sholem? If it did something really unusual, took a Keren that was separated and put it in its mouth, and gored somebody with it. That's really unusual. Then a tam pays half. But if he gored with the regular horns on his head, maybe there even a tam pays full. Kamash Malan, because if I only know Negicha from this pasuk, Negicha is with a detached horn, not an attached horn. So I need the second pasuk that even attached horns is called Negicha. Okay, so that's why you need both Toshma, Bechor, Shoro, Hadarlo. That's why you need the second pasuk. So from both of these psukim, we see that whether it's a detached horn or an attached horn, the Shinam the Gicha applies. Rashi. Hakeren Lingoach. Keren is for goring, Shein Lechol, Shein eats, and Regel Drisa Lishboris Hakelim, and Regel tramples on things. Be'ela Tinagach Esaram, Bohem Amin Yenagach, Alma Negicha Bekeren. From these two psukim, we see that Negicha is with Keren. Divrei Kabbalah Nevi'im Uksuvim. V'hai Melefu Bitmiyah. This is, we're not learning any halachas from this, that you could say we don't learn halachas from the Vim. Halo Gamrina Mi Divrei Kabbalah Lo Chiyuv Lo Ptur. And the Gili Milsa, who it's only to tell us what the meaning of a word is. The Chol Hechid Iksiv Negicha Bekerenu. That the word Negicha applies to Keren. So that you can learn. You can learn the meaning of a word from Navi. El Alahach Yitzrich Va'omer. Well, that's why we need the second pasuk. The Mal Desema. Ki Chilek Rachmona Ben Tamal Muedes Bishor Tam. Ksi V'chotsu Es Kasvo. By a Tam it says you pay half. The Lo Mashalem El Chatsi Nezek. Uva Muad. A Muad was worn three times. It gored three times. So the fourth time it pays Nezek Shalem. Shiv Shalim Yishalim Shor Tachas Ashor. You pay full Nezek. The Mashalem Nezek Shalem. Hani Milei Bekeren Klusha. Dumya the Karnit Sidka Ben Kanana. If I only had the first pasuk, I would say Negicha is only when the shore is Nogach with a detached horn. And that's where the Torah said that Tom pays Chatzi Nezek. Kagon Sha'achza Behema Karen Ben Shineha took a horn, put it between its teeth, the Nogcha and gored somebody with it. The Hasam Vali Lomashalim Tom Kule Nezek, Mishum the Ein Darko Bekach. That's totally unusual. So therefore, you only pay half Nezek. And therefore the Bailim shouldn't have thought that it's going to happen and have to watch their animal that doesn't go grab a detached horn and gore somebody. And the Chiyuv of Nezikin, from here's Mashma, is what's it called? Because you didn't watch it. But if you don't have to watch it, it's something in honest, you didn't think that it was going to do such a thing, so then the Torah said you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Ava Mechuberes, the Urchehu, but if it gored with a horn that's attached to his head, I might think that's more normal, and that you should have watched, and if you didn't, you have to pay Nezek Shalim even the first time. Therefore, Toshma, the Karnei Re'em, Ksiv Ba'Negicha, Al Mechuberes Nami Kari Negicha. That's why you need the second pasuk to tell me that even an attached horn is called Negicha, and therefore when the Torah said Ki Yigach, it means both attached and detached. And stam negicha, which could mean either way, the Torah says there's a difference between tam and muad. Okay, tolda the Karen. Mahi, what are the toldas of Karen? Negifing with its body. That's not the obvious, the horn, negicha. But the same idea applies to pushing with its body. Neshicha, or it bites somebody. We'll see in one second why that's not shein. Revitza, lies down on somebody and tramples them. Ve'it, or kicks them. So, ma'ishin on the gicha, the korliav, if it kicks another shore, or pushes another shore. Ma'ishin on the gicha, the korliav, dechsiv ki yigach. Why is negicha called the av? Because it's written in the Torah, ki yigach. Negifa no miksiv, but it says in the Torah, ki yigof also. So, pushing should also be an av. Ki yigof. Where it says, no, hai negifa negicha hi. That negifa doesn't mean pushing with its body, it means pushing with its horn. But there's two ways of saying goring. One is negicha and one is negifa. The Tanya, pasach b'negifa, v'siyah b'negicha. The Torah is talking about the same maisa. And it started with the word negifa, ki yigof, and it ended with was ki yigach. Lomar lecha zuhi negifa huzu negicha. It's the same thing. They're both goring with the horn. Except the negifa is less forceful. And the gicha is more forceful. Maishno gabi adam. By adam it says ki yigach. That the animal gores with its horn, it calls it negicha. It says ki yigof. They both mean goring with the horn. So why did the Torah change the lashon? Why? Adam de isle mazlok siv ki yigach. Behema de lesle mazlok siv ki yigof. That an animal that doesn't have a person who has mazel, it's harder to kill him. So the animal has to really put a lot of koach into the negicha. So yigach is goring with force. And the gifa is not with such force. It's like pushing with its horn, but it's with the horn. That's by an animal that doesn't have any mazel, it's easier to damage an animal. So it doesn't have to put a lot of force into it, so it's called negifa.
What's mazel?
And it's coming to tell me, right, the fact that it said negifa by a behema, the muad la adam havi muad la behema, since it's harder to kill a person. If an animal is a muad to an adam, koshkan, it's muad to a behema. But muad la behema lo havi muad la adam. But if it's a muad for behema, doesn't need such force. There's no raya that it's going to do that same thing to a human being, where it needs more force. So a muad la adam, if it gores three times with great force, surely it's a muad to gore with less force. But if it's only a muad to gore with less force, that's no raya that it's able, that's going to be to gore with more force, so it's not a muad la adam. See Rashi. Negifa shedochva begufa veziko bekavana. The tolda of negicha is negifa, not what the Torah calls negifa, but what people call negifa, means it pushed it with its body, but it did it bekavana. Revitza shirasa kelim bederech v'holcha v'rovzaleim. Saw kelim and it went bedavka bekavana and lie down on them. Kedei l'shov, in order to break them. Its kavana was to be masik them. Beita shebuata baragleho b'shavra sakela, kicked the kelim and broke them. V'ahochia be told of the keren. That's all. These are all told the keren. The kavanosa lahazik ki keren. What's the description of keren? The quality of keren is that the animal's intends to do damage. Doesn't get any enjoyment from it. It's not doing it just by the way. It has kavana to do hezik. The ein hanol hazeka, and it doesn't get any enjoyment from it. Kikaren, right? It's not like it's eating and it gets enjoyment. The ein hezeko motzi tader, and it's not something that happens all the time like regal. The hilka chavi kikaren. The chol emas lo huada bebeis and gimel pomin bekach ena mishalem mezek shalim. So any of these toldos also need to be a muad to pay mezek shalim, and the first three times only pay schatzi nezek. Mor says maishno negicha the korile av, dechsiv ki yigach benegifa nomik siv ki yigov shor isha shoreyu. By a shor goring another shor, it uses the lashon yigof. And by a shor goring an adam, it uses the lashon yigach. But they both are goring with your horn. So why isn't negifa? So when another Gemara thinks that negifa by a shor is pushing it. So why isn't pushing an av? Kiven negifa ksiv tavi nomi av. Hach negifa negichis. Mar says no. When the Torah says ki yigof, it really means goring, except it's a lesser force goring. V'lo dechifa seguf. It's not pushing. We call pushing negifa, but the ma'aseh when the Torah says that it means pushing with its horn. Posach hakosu benegifa ki yigov shor ish shor eihu. The siyam benegicha onoda ki shor nagachu v'lo ksiv ki shor nagafu ela nagach. Lomer lecha deha negifa lav dechifa sagufi. Here, when the Torah says negifa, it's not talking about pushing with its body, but pushing with its horns. El negicha sakeren. The lekala meimer dakati negifa havi av and negicha zu he negifa the hainu dechifa saguf the negicha ashkan the bekeren he. Right, we see the negicha is with your horn. So if it's negifa over here, it means also with the horn. Gabi adam shashor nogach adam. When the shor gores a human being, ksiv ki yigach shor esish. Why? But gabi negicha. Short negicha, short b'shor, ksiv ki yigov, short ish, short eyu. The Torah uses the lashon negicha to describe goring with a horn by a human being, and negifa when it gores with its horn an animal. Adam disle mazel shleishol das. Mazel over here means he has das. Lishmar is gufo. That's one pshat, right? That he can guard himself, so it's harder to kill him. It's harder to hurt him. Ksiv ki yigach, the vadin is kavin ashor lahora. Bala bekoach, because he knows that the person can protect himself, so he does it with force. Avon the gifa having mashmer shematsu omei v'dachva bekarnov. He did it with less force. That's by an animal, because the animal doesn't have das to protect itself. Lishnachrina, another pshat in mazel, isle mazla the eno noach lahamiso. Right, he has mazel means is a malachim that protect him. Mazel means a malach that protects him. It's harder to kill him. Benegifa, dehi dechivas keren maat, ela benegicha bekoach uvekavano uvechivas keren beguf. Has to really stick the keren into his body to kill him, because a person has a malach that watches him, and sure doesn't have any malachim that watch him. Vagav urche kamash v'lan kra, the pasuk by changing the lashon tells me a halacha. By the way, mitala negicha ba'adam and negifa behema. Since the Torah says it's harder to kill a human being, but it's easier to kill an animal. The mashman nocha hi habehema lamus min ha'adam. Mashmienu the shor hamuad laharugas habehema gimul pamim lachoshiv ha'ada legabei adam. That if a shor killed another shor three times, or gored another shor three times, it becomes a muad for a shor, but it doesn't become a muad for a person. Because the fact that it gored a shor three times is no raya that it's going to gore a human being, because it's easier to gore a shor than to gore a human being. Yimnogach adam umeis dino kitam deino mishalim es hakofer. So now if it goes and kills a person by goring, it's only a tam, and it, what's it called, doesn't pay kofer. A muad pays the value of the person who was killed. It's machlokus really, but that's what Rashi says. You kill the shor, balashor noki, and the balashor doesn't pay anything. You kill the shor, and the balashor doesn't have to pay any money. Doesn't mean you kill the owner too. It means he's killed by paying money. For some people, that's really killing them. He has to pay money. He pays the value of the person who was killed to the heirs. Below misa mamish, the minute perakamet the Sanhedrin, our tzichaso atahargo, the atahargo our tzicha shoro. Torah says you kill a rotzeach for his murder, not for the shore's, the shore murder somebody. Av amuad lo adam havi muad la behema, umuad la harugas to adam, mashkachesla. But a muad for adam, he killed three people. Then if he kills the shore, he also what's it called is a muad, right? Why? Because it's harder to kill a person. So if you can kill a person three times, surely he's going to kill an animal. Like, how do you find, if you kill the shore the first time after he kills a human being, how do you have a shore that killed somebody three times? Or killed three people? Right? He didn't bring it to court till it already killed three people. So then you've done him on all three times together. You didn't kill him the first time because you didn't bring him to court. So therefore it's talking where you didn't bring the shore to Beis Din. You didn't catch it till it killed three people. Mer says now, Neshicha told of the Shein. Lechora, biting is a told of Shein, not Karen. It's using its teeth. Mer says, Shein yesh hanodah zeka. Here we're talking rebid it to damage, not to eat. Didn't eat the person, bit him, right? So, ha ain hanolah zekav. Shein is where it eats for pleasure. Here is where it bites to do damage. That's Karen. Umar says revitza beita told the regel. Revitza and beita are done with the foot, so that should be a told of regel, not Karen. Lo regel has zekav motzi. Hani ain has zekav motzi. Characteristic of regel is that it's usual to walk and to trample over things. But here it did it be kavana, that's not usual. That's Karen. Somewhere it says, Ella told Osean Lav Kiyotse Behendomura Papa. Right, so, and all of these are the same. Right, Karen is what's it called, the toldos are the same as the Av. So where did Rapapa say that the toldos are not the same? Ahai, Ile Mahoni, if you say he was going on these, the toldos of Karen, Maishna Karen de Kavanosulahazik. Karen has the qualities that its intention is to damage. It's your money, the shore, and you have to watch it. Haninami, stay with these three things. Kavanosa lahazik, biting, kicking, is all the kavan is to do damage. umamoncha, and it's your money. Ushmi rasan lecha, you have to watch it, right? So why should it be any different than the halacha? So the same way that Karen pays, and the same amount that Karen pays, the same exact way that these other things pay. Ela told of the Karen ke Karen. The told of Karen is like Karen. So that's not where Rav Papa said that they're not the same. Karen, the same. The chikom Rav Papa, shein beregel. Right, and Rav Papa must be talking about shein and regel. There, maybe the tolders are not the same. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ravitza told of the regel he. The al yedei kfifas raglaim who rovetzes, right, by bending its legs down, it sits on something. So the regel is what causes the damage. Regel hazeka motzi. No, regel is something that's usual. It just tramples things as it's walking. The choshohim aleches, it's always walking. The miyesh klum tachas ragleo, it doreses. Doesn't do it bekavana to mimazik, and it also is something that's usual. But when you kick, the animal kicks with its foot, that's unusual, and it doesn't happen all the time. Hani ein hezekin motzi, Hilkach told of the Karen hein. Therefore, they are more similar to Karen than to regel, even though they're done with the foot. But the ikar is what it's done with, it's what the characteristics of the hezek is. The ein hezek motzi. The ein hanol hezek, it's not shein, because shein, even though it's done with the tooth, but it's for enjoyment. Here, when it bites somebody, it's not for enjoyment. It doesn't get any enjoyment out of it. Its intention is to damage. So all these things are similar to Karen, and by a tam they'll pay chatzi nezik, and by a muad nezik shalim. So the tolda and the av are the same. Maishna Karen the mechayiv the kavanos lahazik. Same thing over there by the toldos. So when Papa said some of the toldos are not like the avos, he wasn't referring to Karen. So maybe he's referring to Shane and Regal, and that's what we'll continue tomorrow.